It is Wednesday, September 4th, 2013, and this is Midday Oklahoma. Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning. So glad to have you joining us here on this Wednesday for your midday. Hope we can help you out a little bit here today with some good information and maybe a little bit of entertaining stuff as well. Ron Hayes on vacation this week, and I'm filling in for him for the most part. He does have a couple of things for us here later on this hour. Jim Appel and Justin Lewis will give us an update on the markets in a few minutes. Jim has also got a weather update for you and a calendar coming up this half hour as well. When we come back, I'll have a news update for you. That's when Midday Oklahoma continues right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network. If hay is your business, Livingston Machinery is the dealer for you. Because right now, when you buy a Heston 2900 Series round baler, you'll get an immediate $2,500 cash back right up front. Plus solid, high-quality bales and more baling capacity than ever. That's a $2,500 cash rebate on the new 2900 Series only from Heston. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery. Proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the...
The winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com.
Just about 7 minutes past the hour here on Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning. Hope your Wednesday's going pretty good so far. Got a news update for you now. The Pork Checkoff is continuing its effort to curb the spread of porcine epidemic diarrhea virus. This virus, which was first identified in the U.S. back in May, has spread to 19 states. There are just over 500 confirmed cases nationwide. According to Pork Checkoff Director of Swine Health Information and Research, biosecurity is critical.
This is a fecally orally transmitted disease, so it can be transmitted as a pig shed the virus in their manure. So really what we're focusing on are some of the things that people can do to prevent that spread of manure or prevent the spread of the virus by contamination of from a dirty area to a clean area. So some of the main things, though, that we're really focusing on are transportation, because we have to transport pigs, whether they go to market, whether they go to a call market, whether they go from farm to farm. So what we're really having people focus on is basically how they can prevent carrying something into a unit, whether it's on their footwear, their clothing, their equipment, or from carrying it from one unit to the other, by having dirty boots or things like that. So we're focusing on trucking biosecurity as well as how the drivers handle it, but we're also focusing on, okay, if you get PEDV at your farm, how do you contain it at your farm and not spread it to other places?
Well, when it comes to preventing the spread of PEDV, Dr. Becton says strict biosecurity must be extended beyond the farm gate. She says contamination can happen when pigs are transported to market.
There has been some recent studies, especially from the packing plant side or market side, where we have shown that large areas, even some pigs coming into slaughter plants, are positive for PEDV. And so what happens is if people have to unload animals and then get back on the trailer, they can carry that virus back into a trailer. So we're looking at ways to stop that spread, but also we're looking at ways to minimize or to keep trailers clean as far as removing all organic material, making sure that we have proper application of disinfectants and even downtime. So we have a lot of research ongoing right now in a lot of these different areas, and we're just now starting to get some updates from these trials, and those are currently posted at pork.org. We have kind of a PEDV section that can go over basic biosecurity steps as well as updates on some of the current research that's ongoing.
Well, we are coming up on 10 minutes past the hour here on Midday Oklahoma. We're going to take time out when we come back. Jim Appel is joined by Justin Lewis, and they're going to take a look at today's markets. I'll have a futures market update for you, and then Jim, of course, will have an update on the ag weather. And still to come this half hour, Ron Hayes will join us with his ag perspectives. We have another news update coming up at the bottom of the hour, and then, of course, Beef Buzz a little bit later on this hour as well. Stay with us. Midday Oklahoma continues in a moment.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to aim high. Former FFA member Courtney Calley set her sights high and has achieved a lot. A national FFA AgriScience Student of the Year. Since taking off her FFA jacket, a Truman Scholar, a Udall Scholar.
I want to grow like that.
Courtney says FFA is her competitive advantage.
FFA gives students these skills such as public speaking, leadership, service, things like that, that help them to grow up and to be wonderful, productive citizens in whatever path they choose to take.
You can grow like that.
The FFA is now more equipped than ever to prepare students for any field, any industry that they desire to be involved in.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. On the line with us today is Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how are our futures markets looking at midday?
Well, the stock market futures here are rallying today. We're up 100 points in the September Dow futures and up 102 in the December Dow. So real strong there. The S&P futures are up just under 14 points in the September at 1652 and three quarters. But overall, we're having a really strong day. We're hitting the highest levels we've seen in about a week now. But we're still below all the pivot points and below the moving averages. So there's still a lot of reasons to argue the market could go down because it seems like the trend could possibly be still down. But if you look back over the last 5 years or so, it's been a pretty steady lineup. So a lot of things going on. We have the different media outlets talking about the possible attack on Syria and what the government will do, which way they'll vote going that. But there's a lot of unknowns and a lot of uncertainty. But right now it's pushing the markets higher. The U.S. dollar today is down about 23 points to 82.17. That's stronger than it has been over the last few months, but it's down today. Bond futures, we're down 5 here in the September 30-year bond at 131.18. That's still higher than where we were at the low of 129.28 set on August 27th. So we're still above that. So we're not in any real threat to make new lows, at least today. We have crude oil down under pressure here. You know, a lot of times when you have some sort of conflict around the world, one of the first and best indicators is what's going on in the energy markets, and right now it's actually down, down $1.20 at 107.34 in October. Heating oil and RBOB, or heating oil anyway, is down about a half cent. Diesel steady to up a half cent. Gold and silver are both down. Gold's down $25 an ounce, and silver's down about a dollar an ounce. Cattle futures under pressure in both the live cattle and feeder cattle futures today. A little disappointing cash market expected this week, 123, maybe 122. Trade there, and then we're looking at the feeder cattle. It just seems like they can't quite hold any sort of rally here. So we'll wait and see going on forward there. You know, we're at such a high price to start with. It's hard to keep things going higher without any real bullish news. Grain futures, another wild day today. Those soybeans are down about 32 cents at about 13.55. They made a run at filling the gap at 31, but they're about 20 cents off that. Corn is down 5, Chicago wheat's down 5, and then Kansas City wheat's down about 4 cents.
Thanks, Justin. Dave Lanning will have all the latest market numbers right after this.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
It's 15 minutes past the hour. I'm Dave Lanning as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Take a look at our futures here today. October live cattle down 35, 125.85. December's down 47, 129.62. October feeder cattle down 45, 158.65. November down 60 at 159.30. October hogs up 105 at 89.05. December's up 75 at 85.72. We will check the grains in just a moment. Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System. Hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
Cattle producers, you don't want to miss it. It's the Superior Livestock Auction Labor Day event, number 34. It'll be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, September 11, 12, and 13th on Dish Network Satellite Channel 231 and DirecTV Channel 345 or SuperiorClickToBid.com. 100,000 head of cattle to be sold at this year's Labor Day sale. You can get more details by calling Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or you can go to their website, SuperiorLivestock.com.
On the grain trade today, December wheat, Kansas City down 4, 695. March down 4.5 at 702. December corn down 7 at 468 and a quarter. March down 7 at 481. November soybeans down 33 and 3 quarters at 1352 and 3 quarters. January's down 34 at 1351. October cotton is up 3 at 82.85. No, December is up 19 at 82.90. October crude oil down 123 at 107.33. November's down 105 at 106.80. October natural gas down 1 at 365. November down 2, 373 per million BTU. And that is an updated look at your markets. Jim Appel steps in now with a check on that agricultural weather.
Taking a look at our weather on Midday Oklahoma, it looks like the forecast for the following week is just about the same we've seen over the last week to week and a half. We'll have highs in the lower to mid-90s, and we'll have lows from the mid-60s to the lower 70s throughout the week all the way till next Tuesday. It looks like we don't have much chance for rain in central and western Oklahoma, except for a slight chance, maybe 10% on Saturday. Looks like we'll have cloudy weather on Sunday, but the rest of the time will be mostly sunny. We'll talk with Gary McManus, the Associate State Climatologist, about planting conditions right after this on Midday Oklahoma.
If hay is your business, Livingston Machinery is the dealer for you. Because right now, when you buy a Heston 2900 Series round baler, you'll get an immediate $2,500 cash back right up front. Plus solid, high-quality bales and more baling capacity than ever. That's a $2,500 cash rebate on the new 2900 Series only from Heston. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
She's the tough lady of experimental wheat varieties. She's Ruby Lee, another OSU-developed wheat variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Ruby Lee puts up a great fight against hard-to-control diseases and holds up great to cattle grazing. And Ruby Lee is a crown jewel when it comes to putting yieldability and bread-baking quality into one variety. You can bake on it. To learn more about Ruby Lee and other OSU-developed wheat varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
We're talking today with Associate State Climatologist Gary McManus. Gary, it looks like conditions out there are favorable for planting wheat and getting a good wheat pasture this year. We've already had reports of several producers who are out there attempting to do that right now. What do the conditions say? Are they in good shape this year?
I think it is for right now. We should still have some of that deeper moisture available. The topsoil and down to about a foot is starting to get pretty dry, and it's starting to dry out, so hopefully those seeds can germinate fast enough to get down to some of that deeper soil moisture, but I just don't know how quickly they're going to get rainfall on that seed. We have to hope that there's enough soil moisture left available to do those seeds some good at least.
And I suppose the same thing would be true of canola. I guess the window opens September the 10th and runs through October the 10th, and they're kind of in the same boat.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing. You know, the next week or so looks extremely dry, and it looks like it's going to get hot again. So, you know, the sun and the wind is going to be doing its work on that soil moisture from the top up, and, you know, it's going to be getting drawn down from the bottom as well. So, you know, we just need rainfall. It seems like we always say that in Oklahoma, but, you know, with the dry down we've seen since mid-August, it's going to be particularly important this year.
Thanks, Gary. That's Associate State Climatologist Gary McManus. We'll have more weather for you on Midday Oklahoma right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma, taking one more look at our monotonous forecast, as it's come to be known here the last couple of days. It looks like we'll have hot and dry conditions across central and western Oklahoma for the next 7 to 10 days. Highs will be in the mid to upper 90s. Lows will be in the mid-60s to the lower 70s throughout that time. Looks like we may have a very slight chance of rain on Saturday, about 10%. May see a little bit of clouds on Sunday, but the rest of the time we'll have mostly sunny conditions. That's it for our ag weather forecast on this Wednesday. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. Dave Lanning will be back right after this with more Midday Oklahoma.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 Semi-Tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
From the rolling prairie to the piney woods and everywhere in between, a Mueller metal roof is always right at home. Our variety of panel styles and color choices complement your natural landscape, providing both outstanding beauty and protection to your home. And wouldn't you love to have a worry-free roof overhead? With a 30-year limited paint warranty, our energy-efficient coatings will provide a fresh and vibrant look for decades. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com to view our photo gallery and take advantage of the interactive color selector tool to help you decide which panel and color style best suits your style of home. Remember, every Mueller roof is made by Mueller in one of our three manufacturing facilities. And with 29 sales locations across the Southwest, Mueller is always ready to deliver friendly personal service before, during, and after your purchase. Call us today at 877-2-MUELLER or stop by and see us soon to make a Mueller metal roof part of your natural scenery. That's 877-268-3553.
It is 12:25 as Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Thank you so much for joining us today and being a part of our program. We've got a lot still to come in this half hour. We've got a complete market update coming up in just a few minutes. Ron Hayes has his beef buzz. He'll be hopping on his soapbox in a little bit. Also has his ag perspectives coming up in just a couple of minutes as well. But first, we're going to kick things off with Jim Appel as he joins us with his updated ag calendar.
Hello, everyone. Take a look at our ag calendar on this Wednesday. We'll look at some town hall meetings with Congressman Frank Lucas. We'll look at the Lesser Prairie Chicken Strategy Meeting, and we'll talk about the TSCRA's Young Ranchers Workshop. We'll have these items and more right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
If hay is your business, Livingston Machinery is the dealer for you. Because right now, when you buy a Heston 2900 Series round baler, you'll get an immediate $2,500 cash back right up front. Plus solid, high-quality bales and more baling capacity than ever. That's a $2,500 cash rebate on the new 2900 series only from Heston. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
The winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com.
Congressman Frank Lucas is holding town hall meetings in his district this week. He will be in Ponca City from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Thursday, September the 5th. He will be at the Pioneer Technology Center. That's at 2101 North Ash Street. Also on Thursday, September the 5th, he will be in Blackwell from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at K Electric in the K Room. And he'll close out his town hall meetings in Perry at the Perry Municipal Building from 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is hosting a meeting for landowners and other interested parties regarding a stakeholder conservation strategy for the Lesser Prairie Chicken. The meeting will be held Thursday, September the 5th at 6 p.m. in the Seminar Center at the High Plains Technology Center at Woodward. The meeting is open to the public. The stakeholder conservation strategy will provide a market-based response to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's proposal to list the Lesser Prairie Chicken as a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act and will show how the need for continued energy production translates into a mitigation need. Successful implementation of the strategy will allow private landowners to develop alternative income streams in exchange for the implementation of habitat conservation and management practices that benefit the species. It will also facilitate a continuation of valuable oil and gas activity within the Lesser Prairie Chicken Range. The strategy will also provide beneficial habitat preservation and restoration for the species. For additional information, you can contact Marla Peak at 405-523-2437. The 6th Annual Diamond Hats Gala will be held Friday, September the 6th at 6 p.m. at the Reed Conference Center in Midwest City. The evening will consist of an exquisite seated dinner, silent and live auctions, live entertainment, and dancing. Event sponsorships, as well as participation in the auctions and raffles at the gala, support not only this generation of youth, but many more to come. In addition to raising funds, the gala supports activities such as the sale of champions, educational scholarships, and leadership workshops. The Diamond Hats have also established the tradition of honoring the Oklahoma Youth Expo Academic All-State winners. For more information, go to www.diamondhats.org. The Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association will hold its next Young Leadership Series meeting September 6th and 7th at TSCRA headquarters in Fort Worth. The meeting is a chance for young ranchers and cattle industry participants ages 19 to 40 to get an in-depth learning experience from experts about the cattle industry as well as network with others in the cattle business. You can get more information about the Young Ranchers Workshop at www.tscra.org.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, future contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's it for our Ag Calendar on this Wednesday. If you have a calendar item you'd like to share with us, either on this broadcast or on our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com, all you have to do is drop us a line at ron@OklahomaFarmReport.com. That's ron@OklahomaFarmReport.com.
All right, thanks, Jim. We appreciate that calendar update. And we're approaching half past the hour here on Wednesday. We've got a news update coming up when we come back right after this.
Say, wheat producers, you know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com.
Well, what level of legal liability must a landowner who's operating an agritourism site consider when inviting customers to his business? Well, we get an update from Rod Bain.
Well, agritourism has grown significantly over the last decade, so has the level of liability ag landowners must exhibit, especially when opening up their property for agritourism operations. Rusty Rummel of the University of Arkansas's National Agricultural Law Center says of the three levels of legal liability a landowner must have awareness of for an agritourism business, the highest level is
the business invitee. And this is the one the farmers and landowners typically don't have a lot of interaction with until they start opening up things like agritourism operations. This is where the farmer has the highest duty, and this is where there's some business purpose that the person is attending. Typically, it's the person is paying to be there.
And Rummel says the basic liability duty of the landowner is to make the property safe.
One of the major considerations for a lot of people that have been thinking about setting up these agritourism operations is, how do you mitigate this risk? And a lot of them are doing it by, you've got a large farming operation, you need to confine the participants to a small area.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Well, the Oklahoma Farm Bureau is committing itself to help with building storm shelters for every school in Oklahoma. The organization's holding a news conference at the state capitol today to announce a donation to the Shelter Oklahoma Schools Initiative. While Moore has been the focus of this project after the devastating tornado hit Moore back in May, this initiative is for the entire state. And according to State Representative Mark McBride of Moore, he says that the donation from Farm Bureau just goes to show how important this project is to rural communities across the state. Shelter Oklahoma Schools is for all Oklahomans, and they're happy to have a great partner such as Oklahoma Farm Bureau support the venture to bring safety and security to schools from Broken Bow to Guymon. Well, the American Meat Institute Foundation has released a new video with tips for thermometer usage in meat and poultry products for September, National Food Safety Education Month. AMIF Chief Scientist Betsy Boren says people often believe they can tell when meat or poultry is cooked by looking at the color or touching it, but she says using a thermometer is the only way to truly ensure safety. Boren says it's an easy step to take when cooking that can make a significant difference. But a study by the International Food Information Council Foundation shows only 36% of Americans regularly use a food thermometer. A recent AMI poll shows only 39% know the recommended internal cooking temperatures for hamburgers, which is 160 degrees, turkey burgers, which is 165 degrees. We're coming up on 35 minutes past the hour. Ron Hayes will join us with Ag Perspectives when we come back right after this.
Well, cattle producers, it is going to be a dandy. This year's Superior Livestock Auction Labor Day event. This year is the 34th annual event for their big annual Labor Day celebration that will be broadcast live from Embassy Suites in Denver, Colorado. They'll be happening on the 11th, 12th, and 13th of September, broadcast live on Dish Network 231 and DirecTV Channel 345, also on the Internet for your convenience at www.superiorclicktobid.com. The sale all 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, will start at 9 a.m. Central Time. 100,000 head being offered at this year's Labor Day event, and they'll have an All-American Beef Battalion benefit auction to 100% of the proceeds support the military troops that'll be a part of this year's event. You can call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or check them out at superiorlivestock.com. Remember, at Superior, we bring the market to you. As Midday Oklahoma continues, our ag conversation today is with Kevin Murphy as we talk about the morality of food production. We're back with Kevin in just a moment.
At Livingston Machinery, our goal is to provide you with the equipment and parts you need, as well as the service you've come to expect from us at Livingston Machinery. Our extensive product lines include everything a farmer, precision farmer, contractor, or even homeowner might need. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or see one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
Wheat farmers get championship caliber production. Choose high yield varieties developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Duster is like a great football team. It's superb on offense and defense. Duster has been one of the highest grain yield producers among OSU varieties since 2008. And Duster offers protection against the most common diseases and stresses that attack wheat in Oklahoma. And remember, these sales ensure that OSU's wheat breeding program remains strong and independent. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
We're talking with Kevin Murphy with Food Chain. First of all, I guess, Kevin, tell me about your company.
I started Food Chain Communications in 2007 with the idea of helping people in food communicate. Now, the reason I did that is there was a study done in the late 1990s by Philip Morris Corporation, and it had a graph that showed everybody in our food system communicated to the person they sold to, and then after that, all communication ceased. My job was to then see that opportunity and see that there was a chance now for me to connect, say, farmers with grocers. Because those people are not speaking to each other in our normal food system enough. There are cases where they are. So we created a program called Farmer Goes to Market, which is designed to just do that. And then throughout the entire food chain, there's people that come to conclusions about agriculture that have no relationship with agriculture. And that's the goal. Connected. The logo on Food Chain is actually green on one end, satin silver on the other. It's the idea of connecting the field of agriculture, the green, with the satin silver, which is our modern food system.
Now, you were talking today to the ILAC group here about the morality issues that we have within agriculture today and the fact that we are really not connecting with a lot of our consumers because of this.
Yes, if you look at the criticism that's being leveled against agriculture, whether it be the absence claims of no hormones, no antibiotics, no, you know, whatever it is, and then the taking away of certain technologies, at its root, it is an ethical criticism. It's criticizing the farmer for using certain tools and processes in his management and calling him unethical by employing those. Unfortunately, our response has been through science or some other vehicle, most often scientifically. The problem is most people don't speak science language, and so we have to convert, and we have to understand that the criticism is lobbed at us from a moral perspective and be ready to answer from a moral perspective.
You were indicating that they're doing this with a lot of different things. You used the illustration of RSBT regarding with milk, and it's gone up from there.
Yeah, the both when Monsanto sold RBST and RBGH to Eli Lilly Corporation, it was at a time of distress, and that was because everybody did the same thing with RBST that they did with gestation crates. I mean, it is a blueprint, okay? And that is that you criticize the technology and then characterize the people that employ it as being immoral or unethical. You know, everybody's up in arms lately with the Panera Bread campaign that called farmers lazy by using certain technology. Well, you know, to me, I'd rather somebody call me lazy than call me unethical. And they've been calling us unethical in farming for much longer than they have lazy.
Kevin Murphy talking about the battle that we're facing with those that don't like modern production agricultural practices and are systematically trying to take them away from agricultural producers. Kevin Murphy speaking at the recent ILAC meeting that was held in Oklahoma City. That's your Farm News. I'm Ron Hayes.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.
Well, cattle producers, it is going to be a dandy. This year's Superior Livestock Auction Labor Day event. This year is the 34th annual event for their big annual Labor Day celebration that will be broadcast live from Embassy Suites in Denver, Colorado. They'll be happening on the 11th, 12th, and 13th of September, broadcast live on Dish Network 231 and DirecTV Channel 345, also on the Internet for your convenience at www.superiorclicktobid.com. The sale all 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, will start at 9 a.m. Central Time. 100,000 head being offered at this year's Labor Day event, and they'll have an All-American Beef Battalion benefit auction. 100% of the proceeds support the military troops that'll be a part of this year's event. You can call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or check them out at superiorlivestock.com. Remember, at Superior, we bring the market to you. Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And CropPlan has three proven choices for farmers to plant this September-October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat and will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your CropPlan seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. CropPlan by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email.
Wheat farmers get championship caliber production. Choose high yield varieties developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Duster is like a great football team. It's superb on offense and defense. Duster has been one of the highest grain yield producers among OSU varieties since 2008. And Duster offers protection against the most common diseases and stresses that attack wheat in Oklahoma. And remember, these sales ensure that OSU's wheat breeding program remains strong and independent. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more. That's okgenetics.com.
And a great Wednesday, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our midday markets here on this Wednesday. And, well, I'll tell you what, the cattle futures having kind of a hard day today. Live cattle futures and feeder cattle futures trending to the lower side. Hog futures, though, are having a pretty good day. They're anywhere from 20 to 85 cents higher on the day. The grain futures also to the lower side today, particularly soybeans. Very rough day, 21 to 36 cents lower on the day today. Well, we're going to run down all the markets for you, the stockyards, feedlots, and the futures markets, and it's all going to happen when we come back right after this.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com and subscribe today.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is REDEDUMP. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only dump trailer on the market today without hydraulics. For a dump trailer that dumps first time, every time, insist on a Ready Dump. Ready Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. Ready Dump.
For your new Ready Dump, visit City Traders, located at 10220 West Reno in Oklahoma City. Ask for Herb or Kevin.
Well, no cash cattle trade to report here today on Wednesday. Should see some develop later in the week. Box beef at midday today is on the higher side. Choice up 38 cents at 196.48. Select up 29 cents at 182.21. The choice select spread at 14.27 with 152 total loads. Union Livestock Market in McAllister, 700 head. All classes lightly tested due to the Labor Day holiday. Steer calves under 550 pounds, 4 to 10 higher. Over 550 pounds, 1 to 7 lower. Heifer calves steady to $6 lower. Quality plain through average. Slaughter cows steady to 2 higher. Slaughter bulls $4 higher. Feeder steers medium and large, 4 to 5 weights, 169 to 193. 5 to 6 weights, 140 to 170. 6 to 7 weights, 142 to 155. And 7 to 8 weights, 139 to 147. Oklahoma National Stockyards had a very small sale yesterday, 2048 head. Feeder cattle and calves not tested this week. Monday's sale closed for Labor Day. Tuesday's one-day sale consisted of mostly cows and bulls. Slaughter cows steady to firm. Slaughter bulls were steady to weak. Woodward Livestock Auction last Friday, 4,236 head. Feeder steers steady to higher. Feeder heifers, 650 were $2 higher. Heavier weights were steady. Feeder steers, medium and large, 5 to 6 weights, 173 to 193. 6 to 7 weights, 151.50 to 165.50. 7 to 8 weights, 143.50 to 163. 8 to 9 weights, 147.35 to 155.60. And 9 to 1,000 pounds, 141.50 to 147.75. Apache Livestock Auction, 2,065 head. Feeder steers, 2 to 3 higher. Feeder heifers, steady to 4 higher. Steer calves, not enough for a test. Heifer calves, 3 lower. And to slaughter cows and bulls, steady to firm in a limited test. 4 to 5 weights, 172.50 to 214. 5 to 6 weights, 155 to 169. 6 to 7 weights, 149.50 to 167.50. 7 to 8 weights, 151 to 155.25. 8 to 9 weights, 139.50 to 149. We'll take a time out and check the futures in just a moment.
The winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System. Hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview. Livestock futures, October live cattle down 42 at 125.77, December down 52, 129.57, October feeder cattle down 32 at 158.80, November down 60 at 159.30, October hogs up 122 at 89.22, December's up 82 at 85.80. Over on the grain trade, Kansas City wheat, December's down 4.5 at 694.5, March down 5 at 702. December corn is down 7, 468 and a quarter. March down 7 and a quarter at 480 and three quarters. November soybeans down 36 and a quarter, 1350 and a half. January's down 36 at 1348 and three quarters. October cotton is down 8 at 82.76. December up 6, 82.77. And October crude oil down 134 at 107.21. November down 118 at 106.67. That's Look Your Markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
My name is Deborah Taylor, registered dietitian and school nutrition specialist. My job is feeding 4,000 students at Shawnee Public Schools in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the guidelines say both adults and children need to consume more of: vitamin D, calcium, and potassium. That makes it a great choice at school or at home, whether it's flavored or lactose-free milk, Greek yogurt or traditional yogurt, or one of the many reduced-fat cheese options available. Dairy is a tasty and affordable supply of essential nutrients that can be hard to get from other foods. This message was brought to you by your local dairy farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about My Plate.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com.
Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 Semi-Tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
It's 10 minutes before the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. So glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hayes steps in now with the latest beef industry news and today's edition of the Beef Buzz.
Our Midday Beef Buzz today, once again featuring Forrest Roberts of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Today we talk cool with Forrest in just a moment.
Come to the Heart of America Farm Show at the Tulsa RV Ranch, September 20th, 21st, and 22nd. 160 acres to park your RV, relax in the restaurant, and watch events in a covered arena. Free admission to the entire farm show offers fun for the whole family. Cowdog demonstrations, a kid zone with inflatables and video games, meet and greet with cowboys, and seminars with Farm Director Ron Hayes and Hook and Hunt host Steve Schiffner. Free admission to the Heart of America Farm Show automatically gives a $5 discount for adults, and kids under 12 get in free to watch the professional bull riding events at night. The top 40 bulls and cowboys in the country are at the Heart of America Farm Show, September 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Enjoy the Heart of America Farm Show with your friends at Chris Nickel Commercial Advantage, Joe Cooper Auto Group, and Go Bob Pipe and Steel. See you at the Farm Show, September 20th, 21st, and 22nd.
For the record, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association has never really liked the cool rule since it was first proposed about a decade ago, and they don't like the most recent incarnation of cool that's been put into place in May by USDA. Joining us today, once again, Chief Executive Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Forrest Roberts, and we talk cool with Forrest.
The starting point is to understand that consumers, based off of some very significant levels of market research that we've done, basically what they're saying is we don't see any value for requiring a label on country of origin. What they see of extreme value is a label that really differentiates products. Like, for example, certified Angus beef is a great example of where it's a marketing point of differentiation. So country of origin labeling has nothing to do with a safety-related discussion, but it has more to do with a marketing-related conversation. And we feel that private industry is best suited to give marketing and product differentiation, not the federal government. And then when you look at the situation from our trading partners, these are our best trading partners in terms of international market access to the north of us with the Canadians and to the south of us with our partners in Mexico. And what they're telling us is very simple. We feel this is not appropriate, and this will cause, ultimately, retaliation. And when that happens, retaliation only hurts one person in this entire supply chain. That is the beef producer. So we do feel that the current proposed rule that's being considered to address the WTO case needs to be truly addressed by the WTO case, and that's why we supported this level of litigation. So ultimately, we're trying to build a permanent fix for the challenges around country of origin labeling, and this is one step in that process.
I've been told that really there's such a dramatic difference between the rules that are being put on food service versus grocery store supermarket product that we're seeing having to be labeled, that maybe a fairly obvious solution might be to apply with what we do for food service to everything.
Sure, there's a lot of discussion going on right now in that arena. The challenge that we see is when you look at segregating carcasses, for example, in a packing facility, that costs a lot of money, and the question then comes back to what's the most feasible way to implement market differentiation as opposed to government differentiation in a way that doesn't pass that cost on to a customer, because today ultimately the cost is borne by the producer. And so there is an economic cost-benefit piece of this discussion that sometimes gets lost in the entire equation. But when we hear customers tell us that that information is not of value when that animal was raised and harvested here in this country, we've got to listen to the customer from that perspective.
NCBA's Forrest Roberts. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. A little more to go on Midday Oklahoma. Stick around. We'll be back in just a few moments.
If you want a complete tractor package, there's only one place to get it, E&K Equipment. Right now, get a John Deere 3032E tractor package for just $20,499. It comes fully loaded with a 3E series tractor, loader, box blade, rotary cutter, and an 18-foot trailer so you can take on any task. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offering 73113 restrictions apply. All attachments and instruments included are John Deere or Frontier branded. See P&K Equipment for details.
It's the top experimental wheat variety in the Great Plains with a duster legacy. It's Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. In wheat trials run from South Dakota to Texas, Gallagher was number one and outperformed all other competitors by a wide margin. Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek, and it offers superb disease protection. Get the nation's top experimental hard winter wheat variety. Choose Gallagher. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more. That's okgenetics.com.
Well, cattle producers, it is going to be a dandy. This year's Superior Livestock Auction Labor Day event. This year is the 34th annual event for their big annual Labor Day celebration that will be broadcast live from Embassy Suites in Denver, Colorado. That will be happening on the 11th, 12th, and 13th of September, broadcast live on Dish Network 231 and DirecTV Channel 345, also on the Internet for your convenience at www.superiorclicktobid.com. The sale all 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, will start at 9 a.m. Central Time. 100,000 head being offered at this year's Labor Day event, and they'll have an All-American Beef Battalion benefit auction to 100% of the proceeds support the military troops that'll be a part of this year's event. You can call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or check them out at superiorlivestock.com. Remember, at Superior, we bring the market to you.
At 3 minutes before the hour on Midday Oklahoma, Ron Hayes steps in with a final word.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Midday Oklahoma. Stepping up on the soapbox today, I'm Jim Mayfeld, in for the vacationing Ron Hayes. The Oklahoma Farm Bureau is joining an ever-growing list of companies and individuals supporting the construction of storm shelters for every school in the state. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is holding a news conference at the state capitol today to announce their donation to the Shelter Oklahoma Schools Initiative. The project was started following the deaths of 7 children in a tornado that struck Moores Plaza Towers Elementary School this past May. The children had sheltered in hallways, as they had been taught to do, and the actions of some heroic teachers may have prevented more deaths, but even one death is too many. Shelter Oklahoma Schools has already raised over $1 million in the effort that transcends any urban versus rural divide. Seed money was provided by Norman Chrysler Jeep Dodge. It was quickly followed by a $500,000 challenge grant from Apache Corporation. The project seeks to make shelters possible for Oklahoma schools from Broken Bow to Boise City. State Representative John Eccles said, quote, "The project has continued to generate interest and attention of the goal of building a safe room or storm shelter in every school in the state." He also said, quote, "The support we've received so far has been amazing, and this generous donation from the Farm Bureau will help to keep this project going strong," unquote. The fund will work with local schools and municipalities to build or fortify storm shelters across the state. If you would like more information on this very worthy project, or if you would like to make a donation, you can do so online at shelteroklahomaschools.org.
All right, Jim, we certainly do appreciate your time on that today. And we want to thank you for joining us today and appreciate your time and spending that time with us here at Midday Oklahoma on this Wednesday. Hope you continue to have a great day today, and hope perhaps we helped a little bit along here on this Wednesday afternoon. For Jim Appel and for Justin Lewis and the vacationing Ron Hayes, I'm Dave Lanning, inviting you to join us again tomorrow at 12:05 for our Thursday edition of Midday Oklahoma, coming to you right here on the Radio Oklahoma Network.